Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I have a great visit with two friends of ours, two members of our Brain Trust, relatively new members, the Hauptmann couple. Hauptmann and Hauptmann PC is the name of their firm. They're attorneys in New York and New Jersey. Laurie Hauptmann and Yale Hauptmann, welcome back to the show. Laurie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Yale.
Hope you had a nice holiday.
I'm glad you're here, Yale. Yes, we had a great holiday. I'm glad you guys are here. They practice estate law, ladies and gentlemen, helping people get their estates in order and elder care, that sort of thing. Having dealt with my parents, I dealt with your peers in that legal sector of the legal industry. Yale, you wrote an article recently where you identify some of the devil in the details of a potential Biden administration's approach to taxes. He has said that he would only raise taxes on one of the things he said, he's only raised taxes on people making over $400,000, but he also said he was going to completely redo that tax bill that Trump got passed in 17. Which tells you that there's devil in the details that we don't know about. And you've eliminated some of those in your article, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've gotten a lot of calls before the election, from people saying, hey, what should I do? Should I change my estate plan? You know, taxes are going to go up. And our response has been, well, first of all, we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just talk at this point, you know, campaign talk. And the devil is in the details, which we don't know yet. And first of all, we don't even know, because of the runoff elections in Georgia, whether we're going to have a Republican-controlled Senate or it's going to be 50-50, and then, mm-hmm. you know, obviously Harris is going to be the deciding vote as vice president, which will go a long way to telling us what chance Biden has of passing what he wants, you know, getting mm-hmm. accomplished, what he wants to get accomplished. And that certainly includes taxes.
But if he were to have an undivided government, if Chuck Schumer, through whatever happens in Georgia, turns out that Chuck Schumer is the leader of the Senate, and Joe Biden, hasn't he already telegraphed his intentions to adjust the estate tax scenario? What do you think?
Well, he certainly talked about it and said that he, you know, is on his agenda. But, you know, we've seen things play out very, very differently in a lot of instances over the years. And so what I've cautioned clients is, listen, it's talk. We don't know if it'll happen or not. And there's nothing, you know, you can do, there's very little you can do to react to something that hasn't happened yet. And when you also consider what a bill starts out looking like, and then you got to get it passed by both houses of Congress and then get the president to sign off on it, at the end of the process, when it becomes a law, it becomes very different. There's a lot of horse trading going on. So, you know,
but Laurie, one of the things we need to do, though, Laurie, here is we do, and I'm doing it on the show. I'm warning people about this election in Georgia, and if it goes, if Chuck Schumer becomes the leader of the Senate, it's going to be bad news for every small business owner in America, not just in Georgia. Because we'll have an undivided government, you'll have Democrats in charge of the House and the Senate and in the White House, And that's not going to be good for small business. And huh? as you guys know, a whole lot of small businesses have estate planning, Lori. So, Lori, are you there? Did we lose Lori?
I don't know. I'm sure I heard a beep.
I think we may have lost Lori. We'll get her call back. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Yeah. What about my analysis there? What do you think?
Well, I think that, people get a little bit crazed about what is going to happen or not happen. And I'm not sure exactly whether it's going to play out that way.
Well, you wrote an article where you said one of the possible, two of the possible changes would be that you could have a changes in the way the estate tax is applied, and also the step up in basis. You proposed those two ideas. What about that?
Well, I didn't propose. What I talked about was, Biden said he would eliminate the step up in basis, but when you get down to the details of it, which he has not disclosed, that can happen a lot of different ways. So
in a divided government? Could he move around that? Could his office, his director of office and budget, could he have them affect the IRS and make them make these changes? You know, sometimes they can make changes that don't have to be a law.
No, he can't do that. You mean by executive order? He can't change the step-up in basis, for example, and eliminate the step-up in basis by an executive order. That would have to be on a tax law. Mm-hmm. But the point is, so we talk about, all right, he wants to eliminate the step-up in basis. Well, how does that actually, what does that actually look like? It could look a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. So, for example, he could say, all right, I'm going to, I want to eliminate the step-up in basis, but not for every asset.
Right.
He could carve out exceptions. For example, he could carve out exceptions for a personal residence. He could carve out exceptions based on income.
So the bottom, without the getting too far in the weeds, Yale, he could make changes unilaterally and to a, he or he could not make them unilaterally to affect
No. These aren't unilateral changes. What I'm saying is he could propose a solution here, or a tax change
which brings
that
us
could target all of capital gains.
Yeah.
And
hold on to that thought. Yeah.
Sure.
We're gonna take a quick break. I think we got Lori back. We'll get to see what she has to say after the break. We'll get her to talk about more in the next segment. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.